So, the Gemara says, if you're mafke the wall, hainu boy. That's what the Gemara says. So we had a wall and a tree that fell down, and the Gemara says, if you're mafke it, hainu boy. So there's one section missing in the Gemara that was said in all the other parts of the Gemara, and that was, if it damaged as it was flying, that's ish. For some reason, the Gemara didn't say that here. The Gemara only discussed boy. Didn't mention anything about ish.
Ruben mentioned yesterday. The Burmese Galgal doesn't.
There is Galgal. Okay. Nachon, because if it hit as it was going, that's the person himself. It's kosher. All the mamazim. Say that. So that tesis. Hainu boy. The last tesis is vav amud aleph. Yossi, you have it. Hainu boy. It's lechoya mashma that this wall damaged as it was falling. How do you translate it? Right? Seems to be. They're damaged as it was falling.
Why do we say that?
Why do you say it? I mean, how do you see it? That's what you're
asking.
Right. So how do you see it? It doesn't exactly say how you see it, but I think the upshot is because it says they gave him time to cut it down or to smash the wall. Not that they gave him time to clean out, to take it away. So Toto is going to say something similar soon. So if we're talking about after it fell, then the shaila is not about smashing down the wall. The shaila is clean it up. So they gave him time to clean it up.
For me, that guy, I misread that vision originally. I thought it was like, after it fell, they gave him a week. So that was those words that so Sarah wasn't to prove the point that it was they gave him this Azhara while it was still standing.
Well, it's nafka mina. And if they didn't, is any nafka mina if they gave you Azhara while it's still standing or not? They go to the Azhara to be in the way now.
It's not after it fell down, but that's only a war.
No, so what?
I'm just saying, I don't see how these words help show that it's.
Why talk about when it's standing? Why talk about when it's standing? Talk about when it fell.
Then it would use different words at that point.
Right. So I'm asking, why does it talk about when it's standing? So if it's standing, as it's falling, it damaged, I understand why it spoke about why it was standing. Because I told you to take it down. You didn't take it down. As it fell, it damaged. But if the whole side is acha maisa, so the shayla is, I told you get rid of it, or didn't tell you to get rid of it. What's the
two different words?
Yeah. So if it doesn't, then the chayyus comes to say, tell me why they were still standing. That's what.
So the point he's making is that it was that the hezek was done in motion as it's falling.
Right.
I don't see how that.
But the fact that we're talking about when it's standing, why are you talking about when it's standing? I told you to cut it down, and you didn't, and it fell. Why do you give me this hadoma? We're talking about when it was standing. So the answer is because the shaila happened, he told you to cut it down, and he didn't, and it fell on someone. So it damaged by falling on someone, as opposed to it already fell, and I'm telling you, clear up. Yeah. That lechor is abshah. It's not muhaf, because you see, it could be, like we said yesterday, if it was an oinus, then. What says we gave you time to clean up? It was an oinus and a mafke. Yeah, I don't need to clean up, right? So it could be they had to warn me when I was standing. You should know it's going to become a boy in order it should be called a boy la'ach and a filas pshir. So my dear, it's not mucha. I was saying the pshat from the fact that I was saying they warned you when it was standing is that's the raya, must be that it damaged as it was falling. That's not such a good deal because it could be they warned you while it was standing in order to make it, it should be chai for that boy when it falls. Because if you didn't warn you when it was standing, it fell down and was total oinus, then if your mouth captures, you won't be chayv. So the Pshat HaTel is not mukhak. That is what he said. I saw one table says that it doesn't say exactly how. And
I do you think that the Gemara or Nina would have discussed that point, since it's different than the other three?
Would have discussed which point?
The fact that it was a ball of film.
No, try again, sorry.
The fourth case in the Gemara that Ravina brings
right.
is different than the other three. You would have thought that the Gemara would have discussed the fact that it damaged while it was falling.
Okay, well, the Gemara should have said it.
I would have thought so.
Top, so we'll see by the end of thesis. Maybe we'll have an answer for that. The end of thesis. I was going to say, since it's also talking about after it fell, therefore. They didn't bother going into the whole nitty-gritty, but yeah. Okay, so that's Yeshua, where Tosis saw that it's talking about as it fell and damaged. The Choyaneer says Tosis, but where he saw it, I suggested something, I've also told you what I think is not Mukhak what I'm saying, so you have to know where Tosis saw it. Rafila Hochi says Tosis, even though it's damaged as it was falling, we called it a boy, Mendamin and a boy. We called it a boy, we didn't say it was Aish. Medaloi Kama Ocha, since we didn't say here, Iba Hadid Ozdi Kamatsi Hainu Aish. We didn't say, if as it was falling, that's Aish. We didn't say that. We just said boy. And since we're also talking about as it damaged as it was falling, so you see that we're calling it a boy. Calling it a boy, even though it damaged actively. A normal boy is a passive thing. You made a boy and then something fell in. The boy is not active mazik. But this boy is active. And yet we call it a boy. Says, if it's talking about only after it fell, am I potum al shani? Why are you potum al pay? Since it fell, you should have removed it. Anyone understood this line? Even if it was magic after it fell, why are you pot for paying? Just as you might pass. Unless you have a particular creator. Right, so
this seems to go against Tosos Shat that you're not chayv initially.
Oh, one second, it seems to go against. Yeah, let's see what it is saying. Yeah, so what's this is right? It means only one. That's what's this is saying. But oh, you behezek achan afila, if it's about achan afila, am I potter minashari? Why is it potter in pain? And the king should not worry, miyad, hoyle in the salto. Since it fell, you should have removed it. So what's he asking? It fell. So why should it be potter? We gave you 7 days. Thank you so much. We gave you 7 days to tidy up.
Is that this
point? You should be potter. You should have taken it 3 weeks.
How do you know that they went under him?
Huh?
How do you know that at this
point? You're talking about Keith Risha, it fell some.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did say your potman pain? Why should be potter? You should tidy up, right? So the Risha even yeah. It fell down boringness, fell down. And then we're saying, why should be potman pain? You should have cleaned up. Why should you clean up here? You fell boringness. Why should you have to clean up? What do you mean? What does this mean? Am I potman shine? This almost sounds like Yosef Shah says that, it's yours, you should clean up. It was yours, you should have to clean up. So Marshall says that this is going on the case where you weren't mafkrit. The Gemara said, if you're mafkrit, it's boy. And if you weren't mafkrit, according to Shmuel, it's boy. So he's going on there. In the case where you were not mafkrit, so what if it fell by you? But it's your things, you should have to clean up. So if it's talking about that after it fell, if it's only after it fell, then why should you be possible paying? You should have to pay since you should have removed it. When should you have removed it? If it's your stuff, you should have removed it. And the Gemara said, we're talking about even when you were not mafkrit. So Meida, why should you be potter? You follow that line, Reb David?
Even if it's
sometimes, still on it. It fell bonus. But you own it. If you own it, you should, you're not going to have a patur. If it damaged as it was falling, it's bonus. I'm not going to be chayiv. If it damaged after it fell, why should I be potter? The Gemara said, the Mishnah said it fell down in your pot. Why should it be pot? If it fell, and it's my stuff.
It has nothing to do with his awareness of it fell or not.
Once I know it fell, I should take it.
He didn't know it fell.
It's a fell. But then you can't talk about he was mafkrit or not mafkrit. The Gemara discussed if he was mafkrit or not mafkrit. It means he knows it's on the floor and he's mafkrit or not mafkrit. Yeah?
Well, didn't say he was ignorant of it, so therefore he didn't mock
it. Yeah, it might still be called an onus, because he didn't know about it. Yeah, it might be called an onus. Yeah, so that's Marsha.
People were tripping, say, didn't know about it for 3 days. People were tripping over it.
Yes. The Gemara talks about it, so what happened? Somebody made the bone and it got uncovered. So the whole shiur of three different tanoim, when this guy will start becoming a chayim. Other people know about it. He heard about it. People came and told him and went back. There's shiurim for it. And I mean, if his wall fell down, and there's no way he knew about it. Yeah. It's saying this.
It's the second part.
Yeah.
It's a big limit in the short time.
What?
It's a wall around his estate.
Say that if he knows about it. Yeah. Exactly. You'll give me a case that he doesn't know. So that's Tosis. Have a look at the Marshal. Marshal. You know where Masha is, Yossi?
Masha.
I want you to, we are focusing on toys. What do you think I'm saying, Masha? That's a fine thing. Do you think I'm something you're at? You're in Zybishitz or something? I'm Chadgadia? I guess it's a thesis. Bidiyuk.
Let me try to figure out. Who tells us to say such a thing?
You know what I'm not sure? Instead of giving all your very, like, important or I'm not sure you have it. Avor, Omid Aleph, just before the Omid Bis. The last one on Omid Aleph.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. The Lachan of Fida Mari, my potter. Pirush. Pirush means, Yossi, is it coming to explain Tosis? Pirush. Af al gav, Yossi, we have it. It's on Pom, Omid Aleph. Last one on Omid Aleph. Pirush. Af al gav, the Lachan of Fida's Oynis, who, even though we're talking about after Oynis, that we shouldn't be Chayiv. Since we're referring to Bidiloyakir, you know, when he was a mafkrit, he should have removed it. Like it's clear in the sugya in the third period. So says the Marshal, that Kshat and Tosis here, we're talking about in the case when you weren't mafkrit, and you weren't mafkrit, so what if it fell? If we're talking about after it fell, so what? If it fell by onus, you should still have to be chayiv. Because if it's yours, and if it's onus, yeah. If it wasn't yours, if you were mafkrit, say no, a potter. If it was yours, still yours. Is still yours, you're going to be chayiv. And that's what this is going to want. If we're doing a hezek la'ach and afila, then who cares if you fell by onus? Who cares if it fell by onus? So you still be chayiv when? When it's still your pot. And in the Gemara, the Gemara of Avoy, when it's still your pot. At least one son, the Gemara suggested. So, Void, next time.
And the theory is because it's not a war, it's sure.
Yeah, or it's not a war.
Because we're talking about the.
Void, the NK. Loi Hava Leila Mitzni. Lockwoods, the Lisso. Like I said before, why do we mention the word Lockwoods and Lisso? And a Nosnul Noisman, if Noisso is Salku. They should talk about a case when they gave time to remove it. or to remove it. Two words to remove it. Panos is the wall, the stones, and the floor, and the Salki is the tree. Since if it's true, we're referring to after the Nefina, then we should have spoken about those words. Okay, so that's this is right that we're talking about B'Shach. Number one, you should have said it does not, the Duke, well, exactly like I just said, that Tos bring a Raya that Yechai Medin Boy and not Medin Ish. Number one is because it says Yechai Medin Boy as it falls, not Medin Ish. Number one, because it says, it doesn't say Iba Adi Da'ol Zikamalski Haino Ish. Then Tos says it must be talking about as it was falling, not after it fell, because if it's after it fell, then you should have to remove it anyway. Even if it was Bo'inus, you should have to remove it, it's yours. And number two, we shouldn't have used the words lochot and istoy, we should have said the words salkut, the fnus and salk. So now, shechaim is in boy, as it's falling. So now it's got a problem, why should it be boy? If we're talking about as it's falling, so why are you chaim in boy? Why not chaim in ish? So this is, well, first of all, why are chaim in boy? Moving and hurting himself. Also, when I put other sitting on the side, then doing it. Okay, you're the wall.
You lit the fire. Dangerous fire.
Awesome. I put that sitting on the side of the on the wall.
It's not spark fire. You left it. You created a danger. You didn't create a danger.
It wasn't a danger. Why? I was told to take it down. I was told to take it down.
You were already involved again?
Yeah.
You were home before you tell
the pot. Before you tell that you attack the pot. So if it's more than time in boy, means the case where you're hired. Your boy, more sense, if you're told to take it down, and you didn't take it down within 7 days, and it damaged and it fell, that is boy. So I didn't say that's ish. It damaged as it was falling. That's ish. The taste is. What you said is very good, it's good, but we'll get there. The first thing is both about how can you say it's boy? Are you boy? By definition, stays put where it is. This is going. If it's going, it's not boy. Have you ever seen a boy that goes? Boy Mizgalga that we had, even boy Mizgalga didn't damage as it was going. Boy Mizgalga, it was one, it went to another place, landed, and something tripped up on it. Boy, by definition, means that it is stationary. So how could this be boy? It's not stationary, it's moving. That's what's bothering Tosis now.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying it's boy even as it's falling. How can it be boy? Stationary. Tosis says, the boy in mazik in. Boy doesn't do damage in these, you're going damage. Yesh lono le lamdom mi boy. We could sell that if in boy. The odif hezik did rule. It's worse. So holchin or mazikin, this type of hezek that's going is worse than any other boy that doesn't go. So you've created a boy that's moving. But if you're chayav for a boy that doesn't move, surely you're going to be chayav for a boy that moves. Right? So the Torah says you're chayav ki yecha ish boy. But no chasef eshoyach hamayim. Something falls inside it and you're chayav. Kosher came if you create the boy that goes. So dear Bicha. Says this, that's what I'm saying. You had this boy. What's this boy? You want to take down your wall or your tree. It's a boy. And you didn't. And then this boy went and damaged something. Of course it had. If you're at Yachayev for a boy that doesn't go from one place to another, suddenly you should be Chayev for a boy that goes from place to another. Makes sense, no? Why not?
No, because it's not a war. The base the boy is in station.
It's a Kalachim. If you're at Yachayev, for having a boy is stationary, that something falls into Amachayev, right? Koshkan should be Chayev for having a boy that goes, I've got this wall here that's a hazard, which is a boy. It's a hazard. And it's a hazard, it's so much of a boy that it moves as well. Why shouldn't you be Chayev?
Have a broken
link in the
So it's right. Kind of a crazy thing, though.
It's crazy.
Well, I don't know.
It's a boy. A boy. Well, no,
it's
a
movie. It's moving. Why not call it the Shor Ruai?
Okay.
It's not
very good. It's not a story because it doesn't have Baal Chaim. It doesn't have life.
Okay, but it doesn't fit
in the Chaim. If a boy that does not move, certainly should be a Chaim, a boy that does move. You can't tell me Kalachim from Shor. And Shor has life in it. That's why you're Chayv. How can you tell me you're Chayv in something that doesn't have life and moves?
Right.
Tzad HaShovi. Not Tzad HaShovi. Shor and Boi. But we're going with the Tzad HaShovi. Tzad HaShovi. We want to go with just, it is Boi. It is Boi. A Boi doesn't move. So what? This is Kalachim. It's coming on, so Shor is pointing out. Very good. Shor is saying, you're calling it a boy. So it's a boy that's not a Bekele. If this wall falls and breaks my man's gun, which was the story that happened to him, not lied on, his wall collapsed and broke my man's gun, be Potiphar Kalim, because it's a boy. It's a boy, Potiphar Kalim. So now the question is, why is it not Aish? Why is it not Aish, though? So here we have a different question. Okay, I've explained why it can be boy. If it could be Aish, so let's make it into Aish, and then my mouse can even have to pay. Not Talmud. So that's a different question. Now, why is it not Aish? So you're sure Yossi was starting to say something before. Why can't be Aish? You need to work on it if it's true. But we'll see as we get through taste a bit more. But that's a taste person.
What's the movie they call about
after? Oh, very good. That's interpretations. Very good. To see if that's a thing. Right.
Can we say that you have responsibility over a stationary board before that's moving? You can't have Shmira over it?
I know.
It's moving around. I love
I don't, the more, all the more you might just have to look after it. It's so much dangerous it can move around. Well, it's impossible for you to look after it.
Perhaps.
That sounds like tasting some gimbal on base, which we threw out to say that show that it's a wild show that you can't look after. But Shemiregan, you can't accept it. Tomorrow's through the island. The thing that's more dangerous is more on you to look after. See, you have a wall that can go and cause damage. Of course, you have to look after it.
So, a car that someone parks on the street and doesn't put the emergency brake on and says, no, and it rolls down and it hits another car. He'd be puffed because it's a war, and the car that it hits would be
if we can't leave it as age, if we can't
leave it as age. No, it's not an age.
Now, first is William Yamim Chadish. Why should we have if we knock down a cow?
Because cows could be. Why should we be high?
Yeah.
Because
within what? Which label? Show you going my man. Which one?
Oh, let's say you call it Shor. You can't be Shor. It doesn't have bottom side all time. So you call it a boy.
A boy. Right. So you're calling it a boy. That's not true. You're calling it a boy. And now look at the boy. It's a multiplication.
Right,
but
not
for
sure. So if you
knock
down
sure, right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what's coming out. So it's moving. So what if it's moving? You can have a boy that moves. It's just the culture king. Oh, it's the
simple
for the
it's a kavuchim. I know, but for the past several weeks, we've been defining
boys
being stationary. We're just saying
that was the hiddush of boy that you're chayim, even though it's stationary.
Even though.
That was the Chiddush of Boy. The Chiddush of Boy, as opposed to all the other ones which actually actively damage, the Chiddush, the Torah taught us, but Boy is a Yechayim, even though it's stationed. Something came into it. Mamash Groma. Stop, the Torah is a Yechayim. But I can take from that that certainly I'll be Chayim for Boy if it moves. Kavachim. That's one of you, the ways of Taushim Torah. Kavachim. Stop, very good.
And the card is somebody killed the person Pasuk Shalom, then you can pass it.
Yeah. So, says the Gemara, says places, Veneer. Okay, so far we're saying it damaged as it fell. Says places, Veneer, the Bezig Nachafila Nami Ayu. It's actually not only talking about, the Gemara is not only talking about the damage as it was falling, it also damaged after it fell. Nami Ayu. Or bottom in a shari, and you don't need to pay. Why not? Are you own it and it's your property to stand over? Are you own it and it's your property? So why should you need to pay? Or go, like you said, the second home. He didn't know. The owner didn't know that it fell. So he's an owner still. We didn't know about it, but it takes time to get the workers together to clean it up. And that's why you're potter. So it fell down. You have no time to clean it out. So being if it damaged as it was falling, or if it damaged after it fell, if it was an onus, I'm going to be potter. If they came on and warned me to get to take down the wall, so it's no longer an onus. So if it damages as it falls, I'll be fine, it didn't boy. And if it damages once it landed, then I'm also chayim and then boy. If somebody trips up on it, once that also chayim and then boy, calls man, I was not. Also chayim and then boy, right. Remember, one of Tainus' times was that we should have used the words Nosna's man and his salka, or the Fnoisa. That's why Tainus said it as it fell. Now Tainus is saying it once it fell as well. So why did we not use the words the salka or the Fnoisa? Mishom answers Tainus, Mishom, the behezig mefila gufo, nami mai. It's talking about two things. It's talking about damage as it was falling, and talking about also damage post-falling. So we're going to use the words and expression that will cover right from the start. Nostro is man is salkei lefnoisoi, then anything that happened afterwards, you're going to be chai. Pay if it damaged as it fell, and also if it damaged after it fell.
Meanwhile, it's falling again.
Yeah, that's not what I said, it's quite right. So let's see the second line again. Behold, Tony, Nosno is man is so why did you use the expression of removing the hazard? Meshom the behazig nefila gufa nam mari. And therefore, when Nosno is man lokuts velisto ulifnoisoi, that's what it means. I gave you time to knock it down and remove it. That's what he meant to say. So it says Taisus. So he started off saying that the Chayyim talking about as it fell. As it fell, damage as it fell. Then Tosafot said, you know, we're talking about it fell, damage also after it fell. Both. How do you know that? He hasn't yet told us how. He's going to say now why he thinks so. But he's talking about both as it's falling and after it fell. The Afagav, Vahashtot the Shapin, last white line. Vahashtot the Shapin, and I've told you, it's talking about twice. Both as it's falling and post falling, also shapin the medam ale leboy tveimish. How does it involve that? We've got this thing that falling and damaging as it's falling. We're calling that a boy. Why not call it ish? Why not call it ish? Why call it boy? Why not call it ish? So I'm sure I thought of saying something. Why? Oh, and somebody else, why do you want to say it's not ish? He didn't like it, even though he was a pshia in not taking down his wall. Right? Pshia not taking down the wall. Is that called that lighting a fire? Yish lach kol b'zim. We are right. Yossi's going to make a pshat. He wanted to say, ish, by definition, you lit. He didn't light it. He had a wall. What? What are you talking about? What are you doing with this potter? The Gemara didn't say on that Hein and Boy. The Gemara only spoke about Hein and Boy after your Chayim. In case of your Chayim. It's talking about when you're warned that it fell.
If I'm saying it fell down, and now it's a thingy, right?
No, Tosafot wants to say it's as it's falling. As it was falling, it injured something. And the Gemara said that Hein and Boy. Yes. And the Gemara says that Hein and Boy. So Tosafot bold, why not say hang raish? Okay, it's very similar to ish. Moving. So Yossi started off with an akuda. No, ish by definition, you lit something. And you didn't. But the truth is by boy, also by definition, you had to make a boy. Like ish boy. And here you didn't. But the pshia made it as if that thing is yours. So it could be by ish as well. Could be the same, even though you don't light it, but you were told to remove it, it's a shaky wall, you were told to remove it, so why can't it be ish? So Yossi's diner is not such a strong time. So why not, Bemet? Why don't we call it ish? You're sure it's not something else. All your time now.
It's not a rough up.
Gonna help him a little bit. Hey, you sure seen something interesting. That H by definition is I'm putting something down on the fire, on the wall. The wind will take it. I like to find the wind will fan. Right?
Will we come from there? The exact same thing in terms of whether it should be high for sure. Well,
just, as a movement, just that we did by body, we did have age, right? But it also doesn't move. I never made a kal v'chayim. So we do that by age as well, like a kal v'chayim. If you're chayim, when it's kerech achim u'ul, boy, suddenly you should be chayim if it's not kerech achim u'ul. That's a very good time. So let's see what Tosafot says. Bear that in mind. We'll see what Tosafot says. We'll have to work on it. Now I understand why we compared it to boy more than ish. Now that I'm saying it damaged as well after, not just during, I now understand why we compare it to boy more than ish. Even though b'shas lefila, you should consider ish k'moyle boy, just like boy. Why? Because both are not exactly like, it's not mamish a boy and it's not mamish an ish. Why is not mamish a boy? Okay. Why not mamish an ish? So they says, the me'esh chorok, it's not mamish like ish, because ish is different than mamish ein koyach achem mu'ul. Ish, it's not mamish ish, because it doesn't have another wind helping it at all. Only boy chalok, why is it not doing to boy? The mashin tchilas atzios and nezim. Every boy in the Torah is tchilas atzios and nezim. This wasn't. So we had something that doesn't fit in, not like boy and not like ish. It doesn't fit in the boy, doesn't fit into prototype boy because boy is tchilas atzios and nezim. And it doesn't fit in like ish because ish is kerch achem o'urim. So it doesn't fit in like either really. And yet the Gemara said, well, I'm a boy. Then the Gemara is going to say, it's not Mamish Berber, it's not Tchilas Atzios and Nezek. Okay, but why did you say I'm a boy? Why didn't you say I'm a age? Because not Mamish age, but it's not Mamish boy either. So why did you pick up boy more than age? Why did you feel that boy is to label this, oh, I see this more similarity to boy more than age? But age also not similar to age. Why? Because it's not Kerech Achim U'ul. No, it was not similar to boy, because not tchilas atzios and nezek. So why did you label it more boy than ish? So it's now understand. Elo lekach nemoisa leboy. You know why we're calling it boy? Mishum de behezek lachan afila. Because regarding afterwards, now that I've told you that we're talking about both before and after. So regarding afterwards, then it's definitely only boy. There's no shakas to ish. After it's fallen and somebody trips up on it, that's not ish, that's only boy. So regarding afterwards, in it was a klavle. So I'm asking you as a labeling, why do we say in the Shabbat, this is boy, why is it boy? Achen afin is zichadu. And b'shat afin, I could either call it boy or ish. So since achen afin, I'm saying it's boy, so it's part of my question, I'm saying it's boy, so why do you need it in the Shabbat? This is boy, and it's also ish, maybe it's also ish. But I'm asking you as a question, why did you need to find it on the shoveh. This thing is boy. I'm shouting to people, you can also call it boy. So it says, if we were only talking about damaging as it's flying, then no real reason to pick up boy more than ish. Could be boy, could be ish. So why did we pick up boy? If we anyway have to label it boy for afterwards, so just label the whole thing as boy at one time. I've got my question in you. Why do you need to shoveh? It is boy.
Really,
I'd have to say it is boy-ish turning into boy.
It's age what it's descending.
No, and boy. What? It could be age, could be boy. Mm-hmm. As it's descending, it's got some similarities to boy, it's got similarities to age. So as it's descending, you could label it either one. Boy or age. But once it landed, it's clearly only a boy. So when I've got my question, why do you need the Tzadah Shoveh to tell me boy, to tell me Goyzer Ilom? Goyzer Ilom just falls under the category of one of those that we know already. Which one? I'm going to call it boy. Because definitely afterwards it's the boy. So that's my question. It's both. You've got a question. It could also be Aish as it's flying. It could be Aish as it's flying as well.
When the fire starts dying down, it's still a fire. It doesn't move about. So if we look at that fire when it's not traveling, we call it
both. Oh, very good question. Very good question. Well, very, very good question. What's the din if you have a fire that there's no curve up and moving? Is that called a fire? There's no curve up and moving. It's a fire, there's no curve up and moving. Let's talk about fire that actually travels to make it even easier. It's got gravity. There's no curve up and moving. It's got weight. You put something down on the roof, right? A heavy load on the roof. Eventually, the roof collapses because of the heavy load, and it damages underneath. It smashes someone. As it's falling, it smashes something. How do you define that? Is that Aish or not? There's no Koyach Achim Ovin. It's its own Koyach that did it. There's no Koyach Achim. Gravity is not called Koyach Achim. And I was arguing about a Solomon on this. Gravity is not Koyach Achim.
What was arguing?
Yeah. Gravity is not Koyach Achim. There's no Koyach Achim.
I'd love to say that.
Because otherwise every animal would be Koyach Achim. Every show, regular is also Koyach Achim. You can't come in, you can't break anything unless you have gravity. Without gravity, he's up there, not going to break anything. Okay? Every regular animal, show in regular, what's regular? It walks on something, that's not Koyach Achim. Why not? It needs gravity to do it. That's not Koyach Achim. Gravity. Anything which is natural, you don't need any new chidushim for it. Okay, the Ruach is a new Koyach doing something. The gravity is there. No Koyach. So if you have a heavy, they had this in my building, get it propped up, somebody doing Shabbat Sim, and you see them bringing massive heavy bags of cement or rocks, whatever it is, and they put on one of the porches. What's going to collapse? So they prop it up. What would be if they didn't? They put it on there. And after a few days, it collapses and it breaks something. Is that Aish or Bor? So there's no Koyach Achim. Is Koyach Achim critical? So it's a very good argument. If you look in Tosfos, and so Ruvam was pointing out, Tosfos says it's not like Aish because there's no Koyach Achim. Who says you need Koyach Achim? Koyach Achim is a Chiddush in Aish that you're chayev. Even though this current Achim, that's how Tzav Hei said. Tzav Hei on the base said that Koyach Achim is even though this current, even though this Koyach Achim yochav, you don't need Koyach Achim. This thesis on government base seems to learn how that. Koyach Achim is critical to the fine Ish. If there's no Koyach Achim, it's not Ish. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. Tosfos said it's not comparable to Aish, it's not comparable to Boyd. It's not comparable to Boyd. It doesn't say because it's going, it's moving. Because that's a Kalvachim. So what if it's moving? How about it's Boyd? Tosfos said it's not comparable to Boyd because not Tchilas Asiyosel in Ezek. One of the things of Boyd is that there was a mazik when he made it. Here it wasn't. So it's not comparable to Boyd. And it's not comparable to Aish. Why is it not comparable to Aish? Because there's no current Achim Uruvim. Peter Gruvim, so what? It's Kalachemet. If you're Chayp Aish, when there's a current Achim, certainly you should be Chayp Aish even if there's no current Achim. Great Kasha. So if Tosfos asks it, Tosfos seems to be saying no. The definition of Aish in current Achim. If there's no current Achim, it's not Aish. That's what Tosfos seems to be holding.
Wouldn't it be
Adam HaMazik if it's not Koyach Achim? Oh, it's Adam HaMazik has to be Koyach. So if I put down something heavy, and over time, eventually the brick falls and breaks it, that's not Adam HaMazik. No, that'd be Grom. It's eventual, something that happens, Miyad. No, we're not sure to the person. It happened because of the weight of the item. Eventually it landed and broke something. Adam HaMazik has to be Koyach, has to be his action. His action finished to it.
But the person who put it down there.
So you have to label him. Why should he be chayav? Boy, 8.5 minutes, right? So it's not Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, his mics are finished a long time. And eventually, the weight of the item cause it to fall. So what is it? Is it ish or boy? Tosis says it can't be ish because there's no kerf achim ur. And it can't be boy because not chilas asiyot and amez. But this is telling us, so it can't be ish because it's not koyach achem u'uvu. So in the chiddush, this is telling us that in order for it to be ish, it needs a koyach achem. If it doesn't have the koyach achem, no kavachoyme, I could have thought kavachoyme. If ready your chayim for ish, when there's no koyach, if ready your chayim, when there is a koyach achem, it's not your ish mechal, a koyach achem. Certainly, if it's mineu be'er should be chayim, but Tosis is saying none of that. Tosis is saying, not like Tosis up here in Greece. You need to be Yashav. But Tosis is here, the Vav of the base seems to be saying, if no Kur Acher, then it's not Ish. Right? And I wanted to show you one more thing before we take the questions in the Rosh on this Tosis. I'll read it out to you because I know you find it hard to turn pages. So, the Rosh said, in Ezekiel Bishaf, the Pira is stuck with the Toysis. In Yeshem Din Eish Odin Boy, Venir the Yeshem Din Boy, it's got another boy, Veloidomi, La Amoy Sakina Masoy, Shenich Boyish Gagoy, Venom the Robot, so Ezekiel Dech Loboy, the Hanok Nasu Alidei Koyach Achirin. Those Amoy Sakina Masoy damage Alidei Koyach Achirin. אבל קויסל ואילון, מחמס יאוסה נוכלו מעצמון. It fell on its own, there's no קרח אחר. Its own gravity made it fall. כי ראש לא יכולים לעמד יויסה, בזיר בייסן הבין אפילו. So, says the Rosh, this is not ish, there's no קרח אחר. Aye, how can it be boy it goes? Says the Rosh, it's a קל וחיימן. If ready boy, I can say foot. So this Rosh and this Tosis is Givaldic. They're telling us Chiddush. And so much not Gemilas and Meisim. Telling us Chiddush, you have something which falls. Not through Kerch Achim Uru. Says the Rosh, that is called Bur. That's called Bur. And you're shy that you're asking yourself, if you have fire that's staying put, that's not Ish. That's Bur. That's called Bur. Something falls into that fire, it's called Bur. Because no good after old boy, that's old boy. By definition, age has to be kerch achim old boy. And this was the case I told you about the stone wall that fell on my mazgan. Do you have to pay for the mazgan? Mazgan is clean. Do you have to pay? What is this stone that fell on? Is it age or is it boy? So the Rosh is clearly this employer. Not age with no kerch achim old.
Was it
inside the wall as well? Yeah, the stone was hanging there loose for some time.
We got this warning. So
you got a warning, you knew about it. But it's like this big, big stone, you know, like one of these Rishami, bigger than one of those that they make these sides of the hills. Massive. It's, they went to their fell, then it broke it off, and it's easier to deal with it.
Back in him,
they
use it there. It's Shiana.
I'm sure.
Kedoshia. It's
full of
others.
So
even it's unhonest.
Okay.
It just fell to
his side. Mechayim. Mechayim, if it's Mechayim, it didn't work. All the mamazik? No. Show, boy, ma'alele. What's Mechayim? Give me a name. Because whatever the name is, that's going to be the halacha. So give me a name.
Eish would have worked nice.
Eish would have been good.
Right.
It says Zerosh, it's not Eish, because there's no Kerem Achim Urubu. I could have moved, it just fell.
And then fall down the pump.
Because it's weight eventually. It's weight. Eventually, there's a little bit of cement holding it up.
It's deterioration.
It's weight. It's stronger than the cement holding it up. Eventually, it falls. Right? It's like having this heavy. The Shaila Chuzarosh calls that. Somebody had in a Mahsani put a tremendous amount of wheat, which eventually the weight of the wheat was so strong. It broke the floor and it damaged the things below. Are you chayim? Then kain him underneath. Are you chayim or not? According to the Rosh, it's boy, what's my kain? My man's gone. I had to pay for it. So it's kain him. Right? So you state in the Rosh. In Tosis, Tosis is not 100% mukha for that. So that's So it's essential to understand at least why we're calling it Boy, because since afterwards, anyway, it's going to have to be Boy, so we labeled it as Boy. But it doesn't have to be a mashma, it could be Ish. But this is not Dumite, it's not limited to Boy. So if you must come to Tesis, Ish Log. And the Rosh is the push. The Rosh Maskana is there's such a thing as not limited to Boy, not Ish. Right? And therefore you're going to be an impossible kiddush. Right? So that is why we don't make it tzaddash shoveh. Make it tzaddash shoveh. So it can't be aged, there's no fear about who we're boy, right? So it's what is it? It's boy. Boy and
we're an age.
We're an age together.
But then you have to go by what's more like.
Right. How would you more define it? Would you define it as a boy? Would you define it as ish? What's it look like?
Looks like ish.
Looks like ish.
It's moving.
But maybe it's a kavachen of a boy.
Right.
It looks like a boy. It's a kavachen.
It also looks like boy.
And the void falls also. It's just a kavachen of a boy. It's a super duper boy. It's like it looks like a superman, super boy.
Born on steroids.
Okay, but keep
second. That the rock on top of this wall. He has a stone. Mm-hmm. He sees it in a wall. He still defines it as his. By the way, that stone, any of those stones, as Solomon has said, that belongs to the building itself. It's a whole building that should up in the stones.
Well, I need to get it.
So if it's not, it's
that, building, not that, that building we had the Eskim, each person's. Try to propel for his stage.
So it's his stone. He hasn't given up ownership.
No, he hasn't given up ownership.
So his stone now is mounting somebody else. And it's not on his.
Why? Give it a label. What are you going to say is? Give it a label. I want to hear a label.
I want to say sure, but he doesn't have a client. Well, that's good.
Actually, well, can't bring your right and show it to say, you're hired.
What?
Can't bring your right and show it to
say. Why can't you?
Because show has got life, and therefore the Torah said you have to look after it. This doesn't have life. Some which has been inherent life, the Torah said we better look after it. You've got a right.
That's true. Why do you have life to look after it? Because you're not there, you have to look after it.
Come in your right.
I'm not saying it's a home.
It's not going
to say because it has
life. Okay, for sure. It's just like this. This is easier to watch.
Not easier. More of a hazard or less of a hazard. The Torah says you're chayav to look after your shoy because it's more of a hazard. You're going to Raya, the Torah would say you're chayav to look after this stone, which is less of a hazard. This stone does not have a koyach to go from place to place and smash. It's just got its own little koyach of weight. That's all it's got. So the Torah says you're chayav for shoy. You know why? Because you own a shoy which could go anywhere, could do any damage, got inherent life, got this delic that go anywhere in life, and the Torah says you have to look after.
Why do we need
shoy? How do you have a stone?
And say it's called the homage. Just the Torah doesn't have to say shoy, just say bore.
Very good. Very good. Don's asking a good question. Good question. Is it so good? Why did the Torah tell me shoy could learn up from bore? The answer is
yes.
Can't. Why not? Cannot. Not from bore. You can't learn up from bore. Why not from bore?
Because it's a lie. It's a move.
Not a gobble
payment.
If you're high for boy, so should certainly be high for soy. Very good. Boy is made as the chatzilus. You can't bring your eye from boy, right? So this case here of this stone, it's a heavy stone that's falling, going to break my mazgan. That stone is the other. Why don't I deal with it? It's not time. It's all machlekes. If it's his fire, he should deal with it. I should have dealt with it because I lost my money on it, but that's because I was a lawyer. I didn't realize that he wouldn't have to pay for it. But that lock is really, yes, Solomon. You have this heavy stone, it's got inherent weight, and it's going to break Canaan. Eventually, it's going to break Canaan. And it's going to break Canaan as it falls. Is it Aish or is it Boy? Tosafot says, the Rosh is before us, it can't be Aish because there's no Kerch Achem or Boy. So it's not a
but the basis gets involved. If the basis would have been taken, if you were talking to the basis of the Matthew and said they would have taken 7 days to fix it. After the 7 days, they'll fix it. What is it now? Why is he fine? Why wouldn't he get 100 months? Why? Oh? Why both?
Let me ask you a very, very simple question. Very simple. Okay? Somebody dug a pit in a shitara. Basin came along and told the guy, close it up. And he refused to. And along came a truck and drove into it and broke. Does he have to pay for that truck?
No. I would say yes. I know you're going to say no because Caleb.
I know it. The problem is, Yazid, you want to argue on the Torah of creation. That's your problem. That's what you want to do. The Torah said, Shoy, Melo Adam, Chamoit, Melo Caleb. So that's what the Torah said. You would like to change it in order to keep social order. I understand. It's fine with me. There's no alternative.
Based in the Department of Talent to fix up this bowl.
Huh?
In a case that the Rock was asking about.
Yeah.
Even without anything to hide to fix it up, and it'll be kind of the same car. The fact that you brought based in now, and they gave him this, I think it takes it out to get the ball.
It's a lot.
Because he should be kind of on every aspect of it now. Yes, sir, you fool us.
We did not.
What?
We did not. Midian social order, that's what you want to see. Fine, fair enough. I want to go and keep to all the Torah. If you want to make your own halachas and your own social order, the min hokim, you could do that. But remember, there's nothing more here that's 2024. I am a chemist still.
He's only going to be high in the bowl. After basing it in Baal.
The Gemara said that
she just called back, but she had that
Nostos one, okay. What the Gemara said?
What's the Gemara? The Koach Achel Mulapo.
What's the Gemara?
What's the Gemara? He's doing a Mazik Bayadai. I want to call a Mazik Bayadai.
Where's the Gemara?
You have to do it.
Where's the Koach Achel Mu'ul Boy? Neither of those words actually fit.
We see that even silent at certain times in like a positive action. It's a positive action. The fact that he was silent, not taking care of it, was
his fault. So it's just said clearly, there's no Achem or Bor. So it's just said that. No, before we see a potluck, after Bezim, when you say your Chayim, it didn't bore. So it's said, why talk about Bor? It's my age. There's things that can't be age, no Kerach Achem or Bor. So there's very nice theory. There's no Kerach Achem or Bor. You need to actually have some Kerach. There isn't. Maybe they come down, not from Menomaisa, lots of Menomaisa in this thing. How to define it? That's why you can never stop a sugi in the middle. When we got to the Hayamad base, Tosa told us the Hayamad base, the Kerachach Mu'ul Boy is a reason, a chidush, the Yachayim, even though there's Kerachach Mu'ul Boy. If there's no Kerachach Mu'ul Boy, Havali should be Chayim and then Eish. And that's what Tosa said, the Hay. Peter, you're going to the Bobamad base, and Peter says, oh,
it's Nira.
Sounds like a Nira. So he said the other way around that Kerachach Mu'ul Boy is critical. So what's up, shot? Steer him and everybody one after the next. So one mahalach is one mahalach. Okay, this, if you don't want to hear it, you don't have to hear it. One mahalach is that this mod of here, the pyramid base, was trying to say whether we could learn ish from other mazikim, or whether we could learn other mazikim from it. If the Torah would have only written ish, could we have learned boy, could we have learned shoy, could we have learned other one? So it says, it's a kavachem. If ready, you're chayv. Kerach mu'ul boy, you should certainly be chayv even if it's not kerach mu'ul. That's it. This day is talking about after the maskon. Maskon the Gemara, the Torah wrote each one for its halachas. The Torah says special halach and eish, you're chayv yipot for ton. And the Torah specified each one of the others. So Nochum says that after the Torah is machadish, the Musar, each one is unique, the Torah is machadish, the eish you're chayv because of kerach mu'ul. There was a change. Once we get the maskalas of sugya, the reason why you're chayv eish is because of kerach achim uruma. And that's why you're potter for tomon. Because tomon, you're not chayv if there's kerach achim uruma. Eish, there's a new thing called kerach achim uruma. That's the chiddush of the maskalas hagen. So maybe that comes to our taste. They said it's not eish, or the rosh is not eish. No kerach achim uruma. The maskalas of sugya, you need kerach achim uruma in order to feel the ish.
If ish didn't have kerach achim, what would it be?
Boy.
More.
Boy, boy, more. Bull.
It wouldn't be a little
more. No.
The other fire?
That's a fire.
If I burn the thing, yes. That's all the mamazim. If I lit it, and then it went off on its own things without kerach achim uruma. Creeped along the floor and burned the rest. So it's really not his kerach, it's not his maaser that we saw by And animals could service that thing, yeah? We saw a beautiful shlokish, that's good service. The fact that it keeps moving, it's not its kote, and what's the other mamazik, it's now the fire moon creeping along. It's no good marker.
That place that you lit. Mm-hmm.
That's a Birchen Shlokish, which you have to go back to the second period to learn it properly.
In that case,
with
that kind of issue,
the motor, they wouldn't even put the cable. Right, right. It's still on Eshim Shum Chitzov, Eshim Shum Amoina, it's still on that really.
You have Tutsim, and that's considered.
It's still on Eshim Shum Chitzov Amoina, that's still on that. But it's not Kirk Achim.
It's not. It's not. It's not.
Bottom line, so we're saying this is this case of the post-op with the inland is poor.
Right.
But are all those points in hand? People look at the cases of Tzad HaShavah?
Yes, the Gemara thought it should be Bo. And the Gemara said it can't be Bo because.
Yeah.
It wasn't initially
a Mazak. That's why it can't be Bo. So it's a Bo and. What was it? A Bo and. Bo and Shur. That's what it was. Maskamot is Bo and Shur.
Sure.
It's a bore. Remember, we go back to the Yisoid of the Rosh. You have to define what it is. It's really a bore with a cash. It's not going to tell you they bring you right from Shoy to about. It's a bore. It's a bore that damages therefore your pot of
so
your car, your pot of car.
It can't be of Shur because it still doesn't have it's not alive.
Right.
Even though it says it's a born Shur, but
the Shur is just coming to help
out. It's just to help me out.
Well, can't say born ish.
Whether you could say burn ish, yeah, maybe you could have said burn ish.
I think that'd be more obvious when you go to the name.
Oh, could have been.
That's
why they have to start following. Yeah, could have said burn ish. It might have said burn show, it's also good. Yeah. That's the end of it. All this, what we were learning about, whether you could learn one from the other. Finishes Avraham and Beis. Next year we'll come back, of course, to Nizokin later on. But the next whole part of the sugya is all completely new about actually new Masechta and Yuzman about how to work out Chiyuvim, Tashlum, and Avraham. We learned already, so I'm hoping it won't take as long as the other sugya we learned till now. But if it does, it's all time. Trust you. Tov, so Mi'atz Hashem, we've got to Rabbi Kiva yet. No? So when are we having Shia next? Sunday? Sunday 9:30?
Which part of Rabbi Akiva? This is the discussion of Rabbi Akiva is early on. So.
Six lines up.
Oh, no, we didn't get to that.
Seven lines up. Okay, so Shia Sunday at 9:30. Good? Good with you all? Shia Sunday 9:30.
Yeah.
Wish you all a wonderful day. A good Shabbos, I guess. Yeah, let's see each other.